Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced the formation of a new political group on Wednesday evening. That's when more than 2,600 watch parties were held across the country to witness his launch of a new organization.
So tonight I want to introduce you to a new independent nonprofit organization called Our Revolution, which is inspired by the historic Bernie 2016 presidential campaign.
Sanders, who always said he believes change takes place from the bottom up, said the next step in his political revolution is called Our Revolution. The new movement will fight at the grassroots level for progressive changes in school boards, in local city and state government, and for ballot items. It's being formed under the leadership of a former president of the Communication Workers of America activist Larry Cohen, and with others who led Sanders' campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. And criticizing President Obama, Sanders outlined key initiatives such as defeating the TPP.
Now, I have worked with President Obama over the years on a number of issues, and he's a friend of mine. But on the issue of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, his support, very strong support, for that proposal is dead wrong. I intend to work with trade unions all over this country, environmental groups all over this country, religious groups all over this country, to do everything that I can as Vermont Senator to defeat the TPP if it comes up in Congress in the lame duck session.
Other initiatives Our Revolution will focus on include overturning Citizens United Supreme Court decision and moving towards automatic voter registration.
We want more people participating in the political process. We want to make it easier for people to vote, not harder.
And Sanders said in the months and years to come, Our Revolution will focus on many issues, criminal justice reform, comprehensive immigration reform, to end injustices taking place against Native peoples. And the group will support a ballot initiative in Colorado. It calls for a single-payer health care system.
It is absurd. It is beyond belief that here in America we remain the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people. If that proposal can win in Colorado, I believe that idea will spread around the country, and Our Revolution is, as I understand it, supporting that ballot item.
And Sanders gave a shout-out to candidates running for office who embody progressive values, saying he will campaign for candidates like Jane Kim, running for the state Senate in California, and Zephyr Teachout, running for Congress in New York State.
Zephyr Teachout. Yeah, I think Zephyr grew up in Vermont, didn't she? Yeah. And she is now running in a very tough race for the U.S. Congress in New York State. And she will be taking on a very, very well-funded gentleman, somebody who just received a $500,000 check from a hedge fund manager. And we all look forward to seeing Zephyr in the United States Congress.
Sanders supporters who were trying to morph the energy and enthusiasm garnered during Sanders' run for president says Our Revolution is supporting over 100 candidates for local, state, and national offices. Sanders ended his announcement on a personal note, thanking his supporters.
Election days come and go, but the struggle for justice continues.
For more information or to join in, go to OurRevolution.com. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.